Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Yesterday morning when I was talking to Olivia Kelleher, a freelance journalist, about the Karen Harrington trial, I asked Olivia whether she was going to take the stand in her own defence, and at that point no one knew for sure. She did, didn't she? Good morning.
Good morning, PJ. She did. This was the jury's first time hearing directly from Karen Harrington. They had been shown video footage of her Fifth Guard interview, but she got into the witness box at the Central Criminal Court yesterday morning, and her defence counsel, Brendan Grehan, asked the first question. He asked her what she wanted to tell the court, and she said that I did not murder Santina Cawley. Mr. Grehan then said to Ms. Harrington, that's been your position throughout this. Yes, she replied. That then, PJ, was the end, the extent of her direct evidence. So we were over to cross-examination. Now, I suppose you never know with the cross-examination whether it's going to last several hours, but in fact, Sean Galan, prosecution senior counsel, questioned Karen for 15 minutes. Mm. He asked Karen, if you didn't kill Santina, who did? And she said, who did? I can't answer that. Mr. Galan said, or you won't say. She replied, I'm unsure to say. Mr. Galan then put it to Karen that Santina didn't cause the injuries to herself. And he asked her, did you accept the only person with Santina was you? Mm. She replied, no. He then asked her, would she like to name anyone else with her? Karen then went into her reply was that she'd been woken from her sleep that night in the apartment, that there'd earlier been an argument between herself and Michael Cawley, the child's father. At the time, Michael Cawley and Karen Harrington were in a relationship. Mm-hmm. She said she'd left a friend's apartment where the argument occurred, and that she went up to her own apartment. And then at 3 a.m., there was a call to her apartment that she didn't expect. She said that Michael had come to the apartment with Santina, left Santina in the apartment, and Karen and Santina were the only two people in Karen's apartment. Mm. Now, Michael Cawley had previously given evidence, PJ, where he said that he asked Santina, would she mind Santina? And she said she would. Mm. She said, Karen then said she accepted that herself and Santina were alone for a period in the apartment. The senior counsel then, Sean Galan, said to her that there had been various CCTV of the father of the child recorded all around the city centre between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m. Mm. on the morning that Santina was found critically injured. He said, you were alone with Santina in the apartment, Karen. She is alive. And Karen said, that would have been me at that time, yeah. She said, she is uninjured, Mr. Galan said. And she said, no, I can't confirm that. The prosecution then said, why can't you confirm that she was uninjured? She said she didn't know anything about the injuries apart from what she'd heard, like everyone else at the trial. Mr. Galan then put it to her, if Santina had been injured when she arrived back at the apartment How could you not have noticed? Karen replied, I ask myself the same. All I can recall back when I vision Santina, I don't see any bruises or injuries or blood or anything like that. Mr. Galan then recalled the evidence, PJ, of the assistant state pathologist, Dr. Margaret Bolster. She said that when Santina sustained a head injury, that the child would have no longer been able to cry, that she would have lapsed into a coma. And he asked Ms. Harrington to solve the mystery, essentially, PJ, of what happened to Santina Cawley. He said, Karen, can you help us solve the mystery? Will you do that? And Miss Harrington made no reply. Sean Galan then put it to Karen Harrington, what was done to that child was done to her when only you and she were there. And Karen replied, I disagree with that. Then he said, are you going to be big enough to say that Michael Cawley, who's the father of the child, did not do it, that Santina did not do it to herself? Do you accept that? And she said, I accept Santina did not do it. Mr. Galan then said, you know, are you trying to say something? What's the implication here? Do you accept Michael did not do this to this child? She replied, I accept I did not do this to this child. So he questioned her a few times on this, and he again said, you accept Michael did not do this to the child. She replied, I do not know what happened between 3 and 5 a.m. I was woken from my sleep. Mr. Glenn then put it to her that the father of the child, Michael Cawley, again had been seen on CCTV walking around town. He'd been in Winthrop Street, Oliver Plunkett Street. The Gardaí had very diligently gone through all the CCTV footage, and you know, it was shown to the jury. Do you accept he did not do this to his child? She replied, it's not for me to answer. I'm not in a position to answer. I don't know. Mr. Galan said, is that your escape hatch? And she said, I'm not escaping anything. Mr. Galan then said, PJ, Santina didn't do this to herself. Michael Cawley certainly did not do it. And then he basically said, there's no mysterious stranger in the apartment. The only other person there is you. Did you hear the child crying as the hair was torn from her head? Did you hear her crying as her lip was split, crying as her ribs were broken? Did you hear any of that? Then he asked her, there was a neighbour, PJ, Dylan Olney, who had reported that he had heard a baby crying, or a child crying, from Karen Harrington's apartment. And Sean Galan, the prosecution counsel, asked Ms. Harrington, is your neighbour making it up when he says he heard the child crying and that he heard you taunting her? The jury had previously been told that Dylan Olley, this neighbour, had rang the guards. He gave his own direct evidence where he said that he heard Santina crying. And Sean Galan put it to Miss Harrington, is your neighbour, Dylan Olley, making this up? And Karen said, I'm not saying he's making it up. I don't know. I don't know where Dylan is coming from, saying that Santina was crying at 4:30. Mr. Galan then said, look, there's no suggestion that Dylan Olney has an axe to grind with you, that he'd have any reason to say this. And she said that her sister had a few disputes with him, but he said, Dylan Olney doesn't have an axe to grind with you. He's not making up. She replied, he could be. It could have been me crying. And he said, were you crying? She said, I was crying during the night. Mr. Galan said, if the child was crying, she's alive. And he said that the neighbour heard the child and heard her saying, shut up to the child. It shows she's alive and you're awake. And if she's alive and you're awake, you inflicted those injuries on Santina. And again, PJ, she denied this.
Fascinating. Interesting exchange, very interesting exchange. That was her evidence in her own defence, Olivia. Now, the trial has effectively gone to a point where the judge will, as they call it in the business, charge the jury this morning. So do we expect them to be sent out today?
I wouldn't, I can't say for certain, obviously, but I wouldn't expect them to be sent out today. I would imagine it could be tomorrow or Monday, but we're not certain.
Okay.
But it'll continue today with Justice Michael McGrath charging the jury.
Okay. Thank you very much, Olivia Kelleher, covering the last couple of days for us at the trial of Karen Harrington, who pleads not guilty to the murder of Santina Cawley on July 5th, 2019, at an apartment on Boreen Manor Road. The charging of the jury is what they call it. Effectively, the judge will spend a lot of time going through everything the jury has heard over the course of the last 11 days. He will summarise it for them all, bit by bit, piece by piece, as it proceeded. He will summarise the whole lot for them. He will then go through the law as they must apply it, and he will then instruct them as to what to do in terms of what verdicts they can find and the conditions under which they can find that verdict.
Cork's 96 FM.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.